we have in today's gospel is promised Jesus' own explanation of the parable that he gave us, as it were, 2 days ago in the gospel reading. And it's an explanation that's very heavy on the emphasis of the importance of, I'll use the word environment, the environment in which the seed is sown. Is it rocky? Is it rich soil? Is it shallow? Whatever. And it got me thinking, in light of today's feast day of Joachim and Anne, of families and the importance of families. And of course, it's very, very, very common nowadays, I do it myself as I look at my students, to be reminded of the crucial importance of a good family life, a good environment of family that is strong in its values and its vision, in order to enhance the life, not of the seed, but of the child. And I suppose, in a way, in celebrating as we do Joachim and Anne, whose names do not appear in Scripture, but whose names begin to appear in church writings around 150 AD, and who are honored by the early church with naming churches and things like this after them, almost from the very beginnings, I suppose in celebrating Joachim and Anne, Grandparents' Day, that we are again being reminded of the importance of the environment in which we are raised. But I do find myself with one caution, and I was kind of fretting a little bit about how to say this. Clearly, families are crucial, but isn't it fascinating about how different people, let's say children, can be within the same family? With the same parents, with the same basic environment, the same home, all the sort of things, how different. I look at myself and my two brothers. I'm the oldest. The youngest is only 25 months younger than I. There's one stuck in the middle, right? And I say, well, our interests are so different in some ways, in many ways, our personalities are very different. My youngest brother is really the nice one of the three, you know? So my middle brother's nice too. I won't comment on myself. I think I'm the least nice of the three, but how different, even within a family, people can be. And I think it's a bit of a caution. Like so many other things in life, I think we do the best we can in creating the loving environment for our families, for our parishes, for our workplaces, whatever it is. But at some point, we have to step back and say, I'm not in control. I'm not determining what somebody else's life is going to be. I can only, as best I can, live a life which is loving toward that person and creates an environment which is loving. But I can't control, I can't own something else. Again, a reminder from a gospel of earlier in the week about how our love cannot be possessive, it cannot own, it cannot cling. So, as we celebrate today, Joachim and Anne, we celebrate all of those who help to create an environment of love within families. And we pray for families who are in need of that, many of whom are. But also we pray for a kind of humility that recognizes that all we can ever do is our best.